Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Well, if you have your Bible, I'm excited about our series that we're in right now on the hedge of protection. If you have your Bible right there where you're at here in the auditorium, and those of you at home, wherever you're at today with family, friends, or by yourself today, realize you're not by yourself today. And if you just need to talk to somebody, get in our chat room. You need prayer today? We have 724 prayer line. We're going to walk with you through this. We promised you at the very beginning, and by God's grace, we're going to walk through it together, and we're going to come out better for the glory of God. Glory to God. If you have your Bible, hold it up. Let's make our confession of faith. Say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my life and my faith get stronger and stronger. Amen. Let's give God one more big shout. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. We're talking about the hedge of protection, the hedge of protection. And this is basically our last weekend on the Hedge of Protection series. And if you haven't been with us, you can go to our website. You can download it all and get the whole series free. But we're living in perilous times. We're living in times like never before. And I think it's important that we're safe and secure and protected, and we know how to walk in that. So we've been looking at this for several weeks. I want to start again. I want to go over here to the board. And if you got your Bible, follow along with me. Those of you at home or your family, have some guidelines right now, just like we do here in the auditorium, where you're not distracted so you can get the most out of the next 27 minutes, okay? The teaching. So Job, we know that Job was the wealthiest man in all the world, and we know that the devil came and saw that his hedge of protection was down. His hedge of protection was down. Now, Job is the oldest book in the Bible chronologically. This story of Job actually lasted 9 months, okay? He had a really rough season, had a really bad season. But we see that at the end of it, God gave him double for all his trouble. You know, this year has been a really bad year for a lot of us, and the fact that our world's been disrupted, freedoms have been taken from us. Some of you have lost family members or friends, and it's been really terrible for some, but for others, it's been, they're saying, you know, one of their best years because of what's happened in their businesses, careers, and family. So whatever situation you're in right now, I just want you to know that God is for you, that God wants to help you and I through this season and come out better at the end. So, Job, what happened? The hedge of protection came down. The Satan came in, and he would steal, kill, and destroy from Job. And so let's look at it. Job 1, verse 10, you've always put a wall of protection. Here we go, a wall of protection. This is the New Living Translation. Other translations say a hedge of protection. In the Bible, you'll see metaphors for this protection that God has for his children, the body of Christ, Christians, born-again believers, Christ followers. It's called a wall of thorns in the Old Testament. That means if anybody tries to get to you, they're going to get pricked before they can get to you. A wall of fire. It's a metaphor. Before they get to you, they're going to get burned. Talks about being under his wings. Talks about a canopy, a covering, a shield. God is for our protection. Even in times like we live in right now, he doesn't want us to live in fear. Fear is rampant like never before. I'm giving you the antidote for fear right now, the answer. You've always put a wall of protection around him and his home and his property. You've made him prosper in everything he does. Look how rich he is. So the hedge came down because of fear, and the enemy got in. But then at the end of the story, though, Job repented, and then he prayed for his friends. I think right now it's so important that we're cognizant of our friends and our family and our loved ones and those around us, that we do what we need to do to make them feel safe and secure, that we, right now, we're kind of like an opportunity to serve others and have an others mindset like never before. It's not so much about us, it's about us reaching people and helping people and getting the gospel out and making a difference right now with our witness. Amen? So Psalm 91, we're going to go to Psalm 91, and we're going to go through many verses, and we've been doing this each week, and we're ending it this weekend. But Psalm 91 is a psalm for protection. It's a psalm or a song for protection. Growing up in the church, you know, I saw lots of people would take psalm and they'd pray it over their family every day. They would take not the whole chapter. They might take two or three verses one day, two or three verses the next day, and pray it. So I think that's very appropriate. Let me give you a takeaway. Take Psalm 91 and begin to pray it over your family, all right? And you can be led by the Holy Spirit, whatever scriptures each day. Get the translation that works the best for you, and you're praying God's word. You're praying God's will. You're praying God's protection over your family every day in the morning. I encourage you to do that. Now, I want to read today from the Complete Jewish Bible. The Complete Jewish Bible. I'm doing it for a reason, but let's look at it now. Psalm 91 and verse 1. We're going to read through verse 16. We're going to stop along the way and bring out some principles and takeaways. But here we go. Y'all ready? Okay. You who live in the shelter of Elon, now we're not talking about Elon Musk there, okay? But Elon is a name for God. Elon is a name for God. And Elon, it means most high God. It's a name of God. The names of God reveal the nature of God. And so he says, you live in the shelter, you don't visit, you don't date. Now, we know in Psalm 91 from our study for all these weeks that I have my part and God has his part. That I have my part and God has his part. So when I do my part, then God can do his part. If I don't do my part, then God is not obligated to do his part. I want to say it again. In this chapter, we find out we are supposed to have a relationship with God. We are supposed to move into a deeper, intimate relationship with God. We're not to visit God. We're not to date God. We're to live there. We're to have an ongoing, intimate relationship with God every day. That's our part. God can't do that for us. No one else can do that for us. We have to do it ourselves. You live in the shelter of Elon. Spend all of your nights in the shadow of Shaddai. Now, I'm reading it from the Complete Jewish Bible because it gives you the names right there of God when they refer to him as God or Lord. Now, Shaddai is what? El Shaddai. What is that? The Almighty God. Now, I'm going somewhere with all this on purpose. The Almighty. It means the God who's more than enough. It means the God who's bigger than your need. Whatever it might be today, physically, financially, family, health, mind, peace, joy, stuff, job, career, ministry. All right? So back over here to the board in verse 2. You say to Adonai, Adonai. Now, again, I'm reading it from the Complete Jewish Bible because it gives us the exact names of God in Psalm 91. And there are different names of God. Why? To reveal different the nature of God, what he's like. All right, so you say, so God can't do this. This is our part. We say, all right, we have to say, we have to confess. You say to Adonai, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. So we're to make confessions. We will say, and then the next verse, God will do. So I do my part. I've got to get my confession right. I can't speak doubt, lack, unbelief, discouragement, and defeat and expect God to go to work for me in my life and protect me. So my part is I have to dwell under the shadow of El Shaddai, Almighty. And then what I have to do, I have to make sure my confession is right and I'm speaking in line with God's word. I'm taking the word, putting it in my mouth, promises, and claiming them. All right? So that's my part. Verse 3, he will, this is God's part, he will rescue you from the trap of the hunter and from the plague of calamities. Right now, we're experiencing a plague and all different kinds of plagues and all different kinds of levels of COVID happening right now and coming our way. I'm glad you and I have scriptures we can claim in the middle of COVID, all right? So he will rescue you if what? If we'll have an intimate, deep relationship with him. That's my priority every day. Secondly, if I confess the word of God and claim it, then what will he do? He will deliver me. And look at this. He will cover. Here's the covering. Here's the protection. He will cover you, and under his wings, here's the canopy, here's the protection, you will find refuge. His truth, that's the word, is a shield and protection. So by speaking the word, God's word, we create a canopy, a covering, a hedge, wow, a wall of protection. That's why we need scriptures we claim every day, every day. Over our family, over our health, over our friends. You will not fear. That's our part. You will not fear. That's our part. You will not fear. And right now, fear is more rampant than ever before. So what do we need to do? Our part. I need to eliminate sources of fear. Too much news, too much of negative people, too much of negativity coming into my house will do nothing but breed fear. So I need to look at the sources that are bringing fear into my life and eliminate them and have less fear. You will not fear. So it's my job, it's my part, and when I do it, then God can do his part. My part is to get rid of fear. And it's good to say, for God's not given me the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So by the terror of night or the arrow of day. So day and night, God wants to protect us. Night and day, God wants to protect us. Or the plague that roams in the dark, or the scourge that wreaks havoc at noon. God wants to protect us, 7:24. I do my part, you do your part, God does his part. 1,000, now think about this. Many of you have or know people who have had lost loved ones and friends during COVID this year. Just think about it, though. If 1,000 people died next to you, 1,000. Think about if your neighborhood, if the whole neighborhood, everybody died because of some plague or calamity, God forbid. But look, it says 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it won't come near you. Not that we're better. Who do you think you are, Pastor Blunt? I'm just tuned in and I'm listening to you. You're like all those other preachers. You think you're better than me. No, I don't. No, I don't. You think you're more holy than me? No way. I know me. I got a long way to go. The difference is this. I believe it. Some people, they just read this or they hear about it and they don't believe it. But the difference is when you and I believe this, then so shall it be. But if we don't believe it, it won't do us any good. I believe it. God's word says that even if 1,000 in my neighborhood or my city or my state or 10,000 died by a plague, God said, it won't come in my house. It won't come in my house. Oh my goodness, it won't come in my house. So these are scriptures we can claim. Verse 8, only keep your eyes open and you will see how the wicked are punished. God will take care of them. Well, watch this now. For you have made Adonai. Now again, I'm using the complete Jewish Bible because I didn't want you to see God or Lord in Psalm 91 this weekend, Thanksgiving. I wanted you to see the exact names of God. And here's another name, a different name than Elon and Shaddai. Here's Adonai. Now each of his names give a different part of his nature or characteristics, okay? So he said, for you have made Adonai the Most High. Adonai means the Most High. Scripture interprets Scripture. It means he's higher than any other God. He's higher than any other idol. He's higher than any other thing. He's the Most High God. You want to get high on the Most High God. For you have made Adonai the Most High, who is my refuge, personal, and your dwelling place. No disaster will happen to you. No calamity will come near your tent. For he will order his angels. That's what we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Remember the ministry of angels and how that one angel in the Bible destroyed 165,000 enemy troops? We talked about how we all have an angel. When we were born, we got a guardian angel. And we talked all about that. If you weren't with us, go to our website and you can download it. He will order his angels. That's another part of protection, of that wall of protection. Angels are real. For he will order his angels to care for you and guard you wherever you go. They will carry you in their hands so that you won't trip on a stone. I like that. You will tread down lions and snakes, young lions and serpents you will trample under feet. Now, we talked about this last weekend. We talked about how we have authority of the believer. The lions and the snakes here and the serpents are types and shadows of the devil and demonic spirits. Part of our wall of protection is when we walk in the authority of the believer. We talked about that last Sunday. And then he says, here we go. Here's where I wanted to land. Here's why I highlighted all of his names. Here's why we did it. Look what it says. Because he loves me, I will rescue him. Because we love God. Because we love God. And you know, whatever you love, you serve. Whatever you love, you give to. Whatever you love, I love my family. So I'm willing to give and serve and, watch this, sacrifice for them. I love this church. I love you. So I'm willing to give in the legacy offering. I'm willing to give, serve 37 years of my life. And I'm willing to sacrifice. I've laid my life down for this ministry. I'm willing to. Why? Because I love it. Whatever you love, whoever you love, you will give to, serve for, sacrifice to. And so God says, because you love me, because you love me, I will rescue you. Because, here we go, because you know his name. Wow. Knowing the names of God is a wall of protection. Knowing the names of God is a wall of protection. Knowing the names of God is the hedge, it's the wall, it's a covering, it's a canopy. It will protect you. And when you declare his name, watch this now, this is worth coming out today, joining us online today, a Thanksgiving weekend. When you know his name and you declare it, you give God a legal right to do it in your life. You have to know his name and declare his name in order to give God a legal right to come into your life. What? I don't know what you're talking about, Pastor. Let me give you an illustration. Romans 10, 9 and 10. That's how we got saved. That's how we got saved. I don't understand. Well, the Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, it says you believe in your heart and you say with your mouth, he is Lord. You believe in your heart, you say in your mouth, he is Lord. And what happens? You give him a legal right to come into your life and give you a brand new spirit. Dead spirit comes alive to be a live spirit. And you've given him a legal right to come into your life and to be your Lord. He can't be your Lord until you confess him as Lord. He can't be your healer until you confess him as your healer. He can't be your provider until you confess him as your provider. Watch this now. He can't be your protector until you call him my refuge and my safety and my protection. Do you remember we started off at the beginning of this whole psalm that it says, and I will say, he is my refuge, Adonai, Elon, Shaddai. He is my refuge. He is my high tower. Notice it says, you say it, and then he does it. So knowing his names creates a hedge of protection around your life. Ooh, I love it. Can we have a praise break? I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. God doesn't have a legal right to work in our life until we declare who he is in our life. I love that. So when we declare, here's a takeaway, what we should be doing every day is declaring, Jesus, you are Lord over my house and my life. Jesus, you are my perfect protection over my children and my grandchildren. You are my perfect protection over my house, over my stuff. You are my perfect protection. And when you declare he's your refuge, your dwelling place, then you give him a legal right to come into your life and be that. Because you love me, I'll rescue you. Because you know my name, look at this, I will protect you. Knowing God's, what revelation? Knowing God's names releases his protection in our life. Oh my goodness, powerful. He will call on me. Look at all the I wills. He will call on me. I will answer him. Look at the I wills. God says, those who love God and those who know his name releases his protection, that hedge around their life. And then he says, when you pray, I will answer. I will be with him. Look at all the I wills. God says, I'll be with you when you're in trouble. I'll be with you wherever you're at today. If you're in trouble, God says, I'll be right there with you. Aren't you glad that when you and I get in trouble, God doesn't forsake us? God doesn't forsake us. Sometimes people do, but God will never forsake you. He said, I will be with you in trouble. I will expect you and bring you to honor. I will. Here's the end of, as Josh comes out, here's the end of the chapter. Here's the finale. Here's what you and I want. I will satisfy him who? Those who know his name and those who love him. Those who love him, he rescues them. Those who know his name, he protects them. Knowing, did you know there are Bibles? I've got Bibles in my library called the Names of God Bible. And so when you read your Bible, wherever it says God or Lord, it gives you the name in the Hebrew or the Greek of what his name is. Because those who know his name and declare his name, give him a legal right to be that in their life. Now, here's where we want to get. Here's where I want to get to. He said, I will satisfy him. How do you get this? I will satisfy him with long life, and I'll show him my salvation. You and I have got to where we're at today, whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, or 90. We got there to where we are because of God's protection. Where would we be without his protection? And to reach the end of our life, to fulfill our destiny and purpose, to get there without harm or hurt, it's going to take the protection of God. It's going to take God in our life, him being Lord and protector and healer and provider and peace and joy in our life. We won't get to the end of our life healthy and blessed and finishing our purpose. We won't get to the end of our life and be fully satisfied. Rolling Stones, I can't get no satisfaction. We won't get to the end of our life there without the protection of God over our life. As we conclude on this Thanksgiving weekend, I just want to speak to those of you. You say, Pastor, wow, I want that protection. I want that peace of God in my life. I want to know that I'm safe, my family's safe, that I'm going to finish my race, and that I'm going to fulfill my life and destiny, and I'm going to end my life satisfied and finish it with joy. I want God's protection right now. I want God's safety. I want to be able to sleep at night. I want to be able to know that me and mine are okay and that God's covering us. Pastor, I don't have a relationship with God. I don't have that intimate, deep relationship that you said that we need with God. I want that today. Pastor, pray for me. I don't want religion, Pastor, but I do want a relationship, and I want to know God for myself, and I want to have his love, peace, and acceptance in my life. Or you're a Christian and you say, Pastor, during COVID, I've backslid, I've gotten cold, I've let habits start, I'm not right with God. I know God can't protect me because I'm not doing my part. Remember, this whole series, I have to do my part so God can do his part. All right? So I want to lead you in a prayer here in this room and on the campus and online campus. If that is you, pray this prayer with me right now. You see, but I'm around some family and friends. Go ahead, do it right there. Jesus said, if I'm ashamed of him before men, he's ashamed of me before the Father. So be bold, step out, and don't be ashamed. This is a life-changing moment that you'll never regret. Let's all say it. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me, and he rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. Jesus is Lord over my life. Take my life and make a difference. Amen. The angels are rejoicing. Can we all rejoice with them right now?
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.